The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you're not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. It was a very, very cold night, like in New York City last night. And there was a Roman soldier mounted on a horse in that bitter, cold night. And he traveled on. He looked down. And there he saw, laying there on the ground, a very poor man who was half naked. He was shivering. He was hungry. And this soldier was moved to compassion, seeing this poor, shivering, cold, half-naked man. And he had a thought. I'm not poor. I'm not cold. And I'm not half-naked either. So the soldier had a sword and he had a long cape. A Roman soldier's cape. So he unsheathed his sword and he took off his cape and he cut it into two pieces. And he gave half of that cape to that poor, shivering, cold, half-naked man laying down on the ground in front of him. He kept the other half of the cape to himself. Then the poor man disappeared. That very night, that soldier had a dream. And the dream was he saw Jesus that was wearing half of that cape that he had given to him. And as a result of that, God gave this Roman pagan soldier the greatest gift, the gift of the Catholic faith. So this soldier studied his Catholic faith, was baptized. He became a Catholic. Then he became a priest. Then he was chosen to be a bishop in the country of France, in the diocese of Tours. And he dedicated his life to loving God, to serving others, but especially to helping out the poor. The name of this convert to Catholicism is the saint that we celebrate today. And his name is Saint Martin of Tours. The Spanish call him Martinho Caballero. Martinho Caballero. Martin the gentleman. Although Martin the man of the horse. How many times has God put Jesus in your path and maybe you haven't recognized him? You do your daily exam, and maybe more often than you're aware of. Because that single event in the life of Martin radically changed his whole life. Radically. It's that one encounter that changed his life totally. Second story. This happened probably about 70 years ago. There was a priest that was falsely accused and was just coming out of the chancery office at night. It was a cold night, a rainy night. And he was heading away after being dismissed of being the head of Acción Católica, South America, in the country of Chile. And there, the rain was coming down. And he bumped into a man, a homeless man, a poor man, a cold man. A man that was abandoned by society. This priest, like Martin, had a cape. But he didn't give half of it, he gave all of it to this poor man. And he placed his head on the forehead of that man and said, "You have a fever." And he asked him, "Where do you live?" And he said that he didn't have a home. He said, "Donde caiga, padre," wherever I fall at night. And he said, "Sometimes el ejército de la salvación me da alojo. Salvation Army will give me some place to sleep at night." And as they separated, this priest looked at him very intently. That very night, this priest had a vision of Jesus Christ. That man was Jesus Christ. From that moment on, that priest started to set up all these refuge shelters all throughout the country. And the name of the shelter is El Hogar de Cristo. The country is Chile. And the name of that man is Saint Alberto Hurtado, a Jesuit priest that was canonized a few years ago, because he encountered Jesus Christ in that poor man in the rain, in the dark of the night. How often have we met people in our path that maybe we walked by, and that person was really Jesus Christ? How many times? Probably many times. So that's the message. And I'd like to connect that message to the first reading. If you were paying attention to the first reading, you heard the same word about 20 times. You all look a little bit tired. You probably don't even remember the word, but I certainly was listening to it very attentively, no? And it was greetings, 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 greetings. Maybe what God is challenging us to do is to be able to greet that poor man on the street. Maybe to greet that homeless person. Maybe to greet that person who's hungry. Maybe to greet that person that's abandoned. You didn't hear it once, you heard it about 15 times. And the last thing I'd like to say is some of you do the Liturgy of the Hours. Did any of you read the Liturgy of the Hours today with St. Martin? The very end, he's dying. And guess who comes to visit him? Del Chamuco. The devil comes. And who does Martin call him? You bloodthirsty brute. What a name. You bloodthirsty brute. Get away from me. And they wanted him to sleep on his side so there'd be less pain. What did he say? No, I want to be laying in such a way that I'm looking towards heaven. So the two standards, the devil does exist. And there at the very end of one's life, the devil can attack us. But we have to reject. Reject the temptations of the devil always. And we have to have our eyes, our mind, our hearts fixed on heaven. Amen.